This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, the dates have been announced and events are already being accepted for registration for this year's St Albans Sustainability Festival. If you've never heard of it, well, it's a week or so when groups all around the district are invited to run an event of some kind within a sustainable theme or aimed at getting us to live a bit more sustainably or just to think about environmental issues and to register that event as part of the Sustainability Festival, or SUSFest as it generally gets shortened to. Now, it's run by a working group of volunteers under the Sustainable St Albans Charitable Umbrella, and well, I suppose it's become quite a highlight of the local calendar. But this year, SUSFest is going to be, it's going to be a bit different. They're hitching up with the Great Big Green Week for one thing, and they've made it easier for us to register our events. So who better to speak to find out more about this year's festival than Jill Watson, chair of this year's Sustainability Festival Working Group. Jill, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. So on your website, you've got SUSFest, a celebration. Can you just explain that to us?
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me, by the way, Amanda. Yeah, the celebration for the Sustainability Festival, it's basically a celebration of sustainable events and ideas and communities that are already existing within the district, and also a celebration of coming together to share new ideas. As you know, this festival has been going on since 2015 as now an annual event. And usually what happens is, you know, we get groups old and new that come together to share their ideas, concerns, and just, you know, general case studies about what's been happening through the last year. So it's a celebration, as in people get together and support each other.
So this year, the SUSFest runs from the 10th to the 18th of June, and you're coinciding it with the Big Green Week. So could you just tell us what the Big Green Week is and why you've decided to associate with that?
Yeah, well, the Great Big Green Week is a national sustainability festival that has been started by the Climate Coalition. It's actually a very similar festival to the way that SUSFest is set up, where individuals and businesses and communities will arrange their own events and register them, so that they can be pulled into a programme and they can be shared along the district. But obviously Great Big Green Week is the national version, whereas SUSFest is the district version. So having it at the same time just seems like a win-win. It means that we just get greater coverage and, you know, a lot more engagement. You might also find things when you're looking for SUSFest events, you might find some Great Big Green Week events that are a bit further afield that you want to take part in. But we are part of the Great Big Green Week as well.
Okay, so that will be lovely actually to feel that actually you're not just joining in events and the actions of people around the district, but around the whole country, which is fantastic, isn't it? So just thinking about the kind of groups that are going to be running events for SUSFest, does the group have to be a green group, you know, that usually does green stuff? What kind of groups do you want running events?
Well, you don't have to be a green group at all. You can be absolutely any group. You could be a book group and you want to read a book that has sustainability or climate subjects. You can be a school or a business and you want to do a sustainable event. And it can be basically as small or as large as you want it to be. I think the important thing to note is that actually, you know, the sustainability theme fits into pretty much everything in our daily lives. You know, you can do events about waste, about recycling, about growing your own fruit and veg. You can look into active transport, starting to cycle to school and work. anything really. So you really don't have to be an established group. You can look at your existing framework and see if there's something that you can change to become more sustainable, and you could launch that within SustFest. So really anything will fit in. It's a very wide framework.
Okay, well, that's good to hear as well. And how about location-wise? Now, I mean, SustFest is St. Albans based. So does the event have to be actually in St. Albans?
No, the festival is for the whole district. So St. Albans, Harpenden and any of the surrounding villages. So wherever you are within that zone, you can take part and fit it within your existing location. With the Great Big Green Week being part of the festival this year, there's going to be possible opportunity to maybe collaborate with other groups that may be a bit further out of the district. So, you know, keep an eye on things if you think there's an area that's maybe just outside of the St. Albans district zone and you wanted to do something together, then absolutely fine. You know, we've got that advantage this year that you can go a bit further afield. So, but within the district is the main focus for Sustainable St. Albans.
Okay, right. So how do we go about making our event into an official SustFest event?
Well, get together with your group and plan what you would like to do. And then we need you to register it on our website. And so this year, our website has a slightly different address. It's under the Sustainable St. Albans /SustFest address. And so you could go onto that page, have a look under the SustFest pages and see if your event fits within the criteria. And if you've got all the information that you need, then you can register it on the online form. That will then be reviewed and it will go onto our online calendar as soon as it's been reviewed and all the information is there. So actually, we've already got some events live that are up there on sustainablestalbans.org. If you look under the events listing, you can see for the dates of SustFest Great Big Green Week, we've already got some things on there, and the events will be added on an ongoing basis to give you ideas of events that you might want to run yourself and also to see what you might want to attend when it comes around to the big dates.
Okay. And just to sort of tell people, what is the advantage for their event being an official SustFest event?
Well, there's quite a few advantages, really. I mean, the first one, I suppose, is that it's part of our bigger program and on our calendar of events. So that will stay up there on our website. And the SustFest team do promote those events so that, you know, we share as much as possible across the district that the festival is taking part. And we kind of work on your behalf to show that things are happening and to raise awareness from a sustainability point of view. The second thing is actually once you're listed on the website, you kind of get your own unique web page. So if you click into your event when it's listed on our page, you can copy that link and share it however you like. All of the information that's on there can be shared and passed on through social media or newsletters and things like that. So it's quite good just to have that information all in one place. The third advantage, I think, and this is quite a big one, is to show that, you know, we have lots of groups that are involved in this festival and that there is strength in numbers. And actually showing that you're part of the festival is just, it's a great incentive for people to join your events. And it's a great incentive for people to make sustainable change. So lots and lots of advantages of being part of the Sustainability Festival.
Yes, it does feel lovely actually being part of that whole big event, like you say. And I'm just thinking, perhaps if I was running an event at a school or just doing something with my book group, I wouldn't want it to be a public event, but I might still want people to know about it. Would that be okay? Could I register to that?
You can register it, and if it's a private event, it won't get listed on our events calendar because that's if people want to kind of register to attend something. But it will be collected by us and we will share that information on our social media. So there'll be a list of private events that are going to take place and a shout out, as it were, to the people that are also getting involved within their own groups. Right. So, yeah, it's okay. Definitely.
Right. And when do we have to register our events by?
If you could register your events by the 10th of May, like I say, they will be added onto the website on an ongoing basis. And then if we've got any questions that we need to clarify, that'll give us a little bit of time after that date just to make sure that we've got the program in place. So the 10th of May is the date to remember.
Okay, lovely. Right, now you've already received, like you say, the details of some events. Can you just give us a taste for just a couple of them?
Yeah, I can. We've got some repair fairs and we've got some film showings. We've got some nature walks and adopting a plant for pollinators. We've got an allotment tour. So actually there's a lot on there that kind of has advantages on more than one level. So, you know, for instance, grow your own. Great for the environment, sustainability, but also kind of there's a money saving aspect as well. We've also got an event about insulating your home. So again, sustainability themed, but with kind of the extra bonus of having a money saving theme as well.
Okay, well, I'm sure that will be really welcome for many people because, like you say, whilst we are most of us worried about the environment, the cost of living in crisis is something that's very much at the front of people's minds. Now, I've spotted on social media that you're asking us to make a hashtag planet pledge. Can you just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we all know that the festival is a real kind of hive of activity and that activity is kind of focused within a 1 or 2 week period. So the Planet Pledge is aimed a little bit more to kind of, while you're at events or while you're thinking about maybe setting up a SusFest event, think a little bit about what you could possibly do as a Planet Pledge. So that might be something that you do as kind of a resolution for the coming year, so something that's not just for the festival period, something that you can change and keep that change going and moving forward. So that's what the Planet Pledge hashtag is about.
Okay, so we need to get on with thinking about our events, registering our events, anything else that you need us to do to help?
Well, we could always use some help with sharing on social media. Have a look at our events, have a look at the things that are going on with SusFest and Sustainable St Albans. Share your events and share your ideas. Share the hashtag Planet Pledge and have a look on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And just kind of spread the word. Let us know what you're doing. And then we will include that in our roundup of activities. It's good to know what everybody else is doing out there. So it's all useful.
It certainly is. Jill, thank you so much for telling us about that.
Thank you very much.
I was talking there to Jill Watson, chair of this year's Sustainability Festival Working Group. So Jill needs us to decide on what we can do for an event, to get it registered, and to help her spread the word, well, by word of mouth, but social media as well. And not just that, but as of this week, SusFest crowdfunder to help fund all the publicity, the posters, the leaflets, the social media boosts that they need to make sure that everybody knows about and can enjoy SusFest has gone live. So if you can spare even a couple of quid, then head to the SusFest page of sustainablestalbans.org where you'll find more information and the link that you need to donate. And here on Mix 92.6, we're going to be joining in with SusFest with all sorts of features and interviews around the themes of sustainability and the environment, not just on Environment Matters, but right across the schedule and throughout the festival. I'm very much looking forward to it. So will you be organising an event, or perhaps what kind of an event would you like to see someone organise? Or what kind of an event have you enjoyed or found useful in the past? A few years ago, I joined a Mayfly walk run by the Vare Valley Society, and it was brilliant. It was a lovely evening, it was a beautiful walk, and it taught me so much. Oh yes, and do you remember the year when A Plastic Planet, that film, was shown at the Odyssey? Oh my goodness, that really did kickstart so many of us looking again at the plastic that we use and what happens to it. You can get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I've just got time to tell you about a great event coming up, especially if you or someone you know has children. The Sopwell EcoStars are holding a Babies and Children Pre-Loved and Jumble Summer Sale on Saturday the 13th of May, 2 till 4. They say grab a bargain on kids' summer clothing, footwear, swimwear and accessories whilst doing your bit for the planet. And they want donations. They ask that you drop off any unwanted items in good, clean, used condition to 71 Leyland Avenue at any time. They don't want any winter wear, adult wear, toys, homewares or bric-a-brac, just that lovely children's summer clothing and shoes. So there you go, it's a perfect opportunity to clear out your kids' outgrown summer stuff and to pick up some lovely new bargains. And as well as some great children's wear bargains, there's also going to be someone there with information on and demonstrating reusable nappies. Jefferson Crafts will be there with their lovely handmade homewares and gifts. And there will also be a stylist from House of Colour. So lots to go for. It's 50p per family for entry, and put it in your diary now. That's Saturday the 13th of May, 2 till 4, and it's at the Cotton Mill Community and Cycling Centre, which is off Old Oak, off Cotton Mill Lane, on the south side of St Albans. And if you've not heard of the Sopwell EcoStars before, then head to the podcast page of mix926.com, where you'll find a podcast of the show in which I talked to EcoStar herself, Kate Swindells. And if you missed last week's show, then do catch up with the podcast of that and hear about a brilliant new partnership that's helping local students get valuable work experience and local wildlife get a youthful boost. You'll love it. And if you've not been to see a bluebell wood this year, well, there's still time. The cooler weather has meant that the bluebells are coming into bloom nice and slowly, and they're looking really rather stunning for you right now. And whilst Langley Wood at Hartwood is perhaps the most well-known of the local bluebell woods, don't forget there's also stunning bluebells in many other local woods like Batchwood to the northwest of St Albans and the woods in Greenwood Park to the south of St Albans. And a polite request from Stephen Werrell, Senior Project Officer at the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust Nature Reserves team. And he says, whilst it's great to see so many people enjoying the bluebells on our nature reserves at this time of year, we ask them to do so responsibly. In spring and through to the end of summer, there's a lot of activity in nature. Many species are breeding. Plus, ground flora is easily damaged by people and dogs trampling. We can all help to lessen the impact on nature and preserve it for everyone to enjoy by simply sticking to the march paths, keeping dogs on leads, and clearing up as we go. Great advice, Stephen. Thank you. I'll be back at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.